No exceptions, President Trump to sign executive order requiring voter ID in elections. By Amy Furr on August 31, 2025. President Donald Trump said Saturday he will take decisive action when it comes to voter ID in elections across America. In a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote, "Voter ID must be part of every single vote. No exceptions. I will be doing an executive order to that end. Also, no mail-in voting, except for those that are very ill, and the faraway military. Use paper ballots only." President DJT. Election integrity has long been an issue on the president's mind. In December 2022, he told Breitbart News that Republicans must fight Democrats on mail voting and ballot harvesting like the Democrats do. At the time, he recognized that Republicans were forced to live with the system until they could get back into power and make changes. The outlet continued. "The system, it's not a question of being broken, the system is corrupt," Trump told Breitbart News. "It's a corrupt system. A mail-in ballot will always be corrupt. When you go to a polling location and they want your identification and everything, the way, you can't really vote unless it's a legit deal. If you have mail-in ballots, nobody has any idea where it's coming from or where it's going to, and then it travels through so many hands." Jimmy Carter came out a long time ago with a number of highly respected people and they wrote something. And the one thing that come out loud and clear is that mail-in ballots are corrupt. France had it, a lot of countries had it, and they went away from it now. "But the Democrats should want to fix it too, because it's a corrupt election," Trump said. "Our elections are totally corrupt. The Democrats should want to fix that. They don't, because it is to their benefit the way it is now. But the Republicans have no choice but to fix it. It's going to be very hard, but the Republicans have to fix it." Fox News reported Sunday that Trump recently tried to impose voter ID through a wider executive order. But Judge Colleen Coller-Cotelli of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia struck down sections of it relating to the issue. In her order, the judge wrote, "Consistent with that allocation of power, Congress is currently debating legislation that would affect many of the changes the president purports to order. No statutory delegation of authority to the executive branch permits the president to short-circuit Congress's deliberative process by executive order." Meanwhile, transgender Democrat Representative Sarah McBride claimed Trump is waging an all-out assault against American democracy because he wants to do away with mail-in ballots and voting machines, Breitbart News reported August 19.